Hello.
Hey, Zayla.
Hey.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Okay, so you did listen to the call that I sent over, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you, was there anything that stood out on that call that you feel like should have been handled differently? If you don't, that's fine. That's why I'm asking, because I'm trying to help you recognize things.
Okay, well, not really. Only thing that I say would be wrong was he said something about the charges, and I didn't say nothing about, like, the refund. But other than that, no. Well, if you're talking about how I verify his account, or, you know, maybe either how I went about locating his account or either the refund, either or.
Okay. Well, all right. So, looking at the call, with TH Quality, those are pretty much looked at every call that comes in here, okay? So don't feel like you're being attacked or anything like that. But the synopsis that was given on the call, I did find some problems with it, with what they were saying was wrong with the call. So I'm not even going to mention that because I've already gotten that part corrected. But the only thing that I saw with the call was just make sure when you are trying to find an account and you're having difficulty, you know, make sure you're asking, you know, could it be under another name? Could it be under a spouse's name or something like that? Because a lot of times I have found from taking calls that sometimes men, and my dad does this, he'll stay up late at night watching TV and he'll order stuff. And then he doesn't tell my stepmom. And so then when they start getting bills, she's like, what is this on my our card? She has no idea what it is because, you know, he didn't tell her. So a lot of times that kind of thing happens. But the main thing, and like I said, that's not really a big deal because you did end up locating an account. But the main thing on this account was throughout the call, and you were, I don't think you were doing it intentionally. And I don't think that you were doing it in a rude manner, but I noticed that you do talk a little fast sometimes, and I get it. But you've got to slow down a little bit because at times through that call, it appears as though you're talking over the customer. Just remember, just say you're talking, and then the customer starts talking, you have to stop. Because when QA gets those calls, all they're going to hear is that you're continuing speaking when the customer's talking, and it's going to come across like you're talking over them, and it comes across as rude and unprofessional, okay? So that's really the only thing I did want to go over with you. It's not something that we've, you know, had an issue with you before, so I know it's a lot of times with different agents, it's just a matter of just slowing down a little bit because you were trying to, you know, do your job, you know, and assist them and get on to the next call. And I get that, but you've got to slow it down a little bit and just remember if the customer's talking, stop talking. Okay.
Okay.
Cause I don't want you to, end up with any documentation for unprofessionalism or being rude. Okay.
Okay.
But that's it. And so what I'm going to do, it's not being documented in the system or anything like that. I am just going to send a follow-up email saying that I did speak with you about it today.
Okay.
And then if you'll just, you know, reply saying that, you know, you did speak with me and that you did understand, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Because I did hear, because it just be sometimes between me and you, sometimes it gets on my nerves when I'm trying to, you know, find an account. He just keeps talking about what he was billed. I understand that because it is the customer. But I'm just trying to locate the account. They keep on talking about getting mad and angry about the charges, but they're not allowing me, you know, to help them locate the account. So that's really the reason why. I did hear that, though.
Yeah. I get that. I promise I'll remember what it's like. But and I did want to let you know, Kristen is on vacation, so I'm just making sure everybody's okay. So if I know she won't be back until the 20th, so if during that time frame, if you need anything, please let me know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You have any questions about anything while I've got you?
No. Not really.
All right.
Well, thank you for telling me that.
Yes. Because I, and let me do this while I've got you on the phone, because I do know, hold on, just want to make sure, let me pull this up. Oh, this thing is so slow sometimes. Let's see, let me go back to, today is the 13th, so I'm going to go back to March the 13th.
Okay,
so I do want to ask, you did see the message that Dianca had posted yesterday in the group about attendance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did want to verify that you did see that. I am encouraging everybody, you know, to work on their attendance. What I'm looking at your attendance, and this is based off from March the 13th until today. Okay, so I'm showing you're at 82%. That's not bad. Okay, there is room for improvement there. And the reason why I do want to mention that to you is because you are one of the better agents that Kristen has on her team. And I do know that in order for her to be able to submit you for escalations, if that's something that you may be interested in, I do know that you would have to have the 90% for attendance, okay? And they typically want you to have at least a 90% QA average. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's on for the – I think that's like a six-week average. So
yeah, she had spoke with me about it before, about the escalation agent, and then I told her about my attendance. Because the only reason why, if I do miss days, is because of my shift. I be having to do work, like I go to school. Sometimes I even have to do my work while at school, like while at work. When I be dedicated to Ping, I do my work while at work. Mm-hmm. But lately, I just been trying to, you know, I've been scheduled, I've been doing overtime, been showing up for work lately, because I did see the email they sent the first time when it was like the email that went out about the April 9th, I didn't see that email. So that's why I was like, I just got straight ever since then. I think I just called that like one time, but that was like half of my shift because I had to complete some work. But other than that, yeah, I have been trying to approve my attendance, because I just told her if I don't come to work, it's just because of my shift. Like, it just take up my whole day. So she said she was going to send a message to Dianca to see if they have any more shifts available or something, or see what they can do. But
That's what I was going to tell you, because I'm looking at from last week's QA report. Last week, it shows that you had a 98.77 for your 6 weeks average, which is really good. So the only thing that would be preventing that would be...
is the attendance.
Right. And we want to see you get it. Because you're a good agent. And I mean, if one thing that lets you know that is because you are always chosen for dedication. If you're not good and you're not on top of yourself, you're not going to be picked for dedication. And that's just being honest.
Okay.
So just something for you to look forward to, a goal for you to make to, you know, try to get that improved. I do want to suggest though, reach out to Dianca and see if there's something that she can help you with the schooling thing to try to get that worked out for you. That way we can go ahead and get you submitted. Okay.
Yeah, but it's just a simple fact. School is finna end, and I'm not taking summer classes, so I might not be able. That might not be a good reason. Well, I don't know, cause school is finna end. You know, about like May 3rd to be exact. So it's going to be summertime, but school going to start again. So it's just, I don't know. And this time I may have to actually go to school, not virtual. Yeah. So it's just, we're going to have to see.
Okay.
And I was thinking about like an overnight shift, but it's just, I don't know. I was thinking about overnight, but it just depends.
Yeah. Well, just let us know if there's anything that we can do to try to help, okay?
Okay. So you think I should just at least try to reach out to Dianca to see,
I would, because that way she's familiar with the situation, and then she can, you know, probably give you more options. I'm not familiar with how all that works, so I can't really offer up suggestions there, but she does, you know, and she knows what she would be capable of. And I don't want to
my friend, she had the same problem. Yeah.
Yeah. And because I don't want to give you any false hope on anything, but I know she's going to do what she can to try to help you. So
yeah.
But yeah. So do that. If you need anything in the meantime, let me know. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye.